today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
Once God puts you in as a pillar, He doesn't want to remove you. It's for life. Your connection with the ceiling and your connection with the foundation and your connection with the wall is for life. Relationship for life. He prepared you for the way and you can handle it. And He didn't want you to move for life.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Living the Abundant Life. Today, Bishop will be teaching from John chapter 10, verses 1 and 7 through 10.
God spoke to Joshua. He was under Moses' leadership when Moses stretched out the rod and opened up the Red Sea. Wow, Joshua said, look what God can do. Not knowing that in 40 years he would have to take the nation over another river. Thank you, Jesus. So God gave him a big witness to make sure that he walked through the Red Sea on dry land. But now Moses is dead. Glory to God. And God speaks to Joshua, son of Nun, N-U-N, and says, Joshua, my servant Moses is dead. Nobody knows where he's buried. I did it myself. But I need you to rally the troops, get them up, and lead them and cross the Jordan. Wow, how can I do that? I don't have the means to open it up. Well, I'm going to give you some specific instructions. And when you follow those instructions, I will do what you can't do. The scripture says he gave Joshua instructions in how to carry the Ark of the Covenant to the river, borne or carried on the shoulders of priests. Make sure there's distance between the people and the Ark. In other words, they need to honor my presence. I don't know if this generation understands what the column looks like and the caravan looks like when the presence is leading us across troubled waters. But you won't get over troubled waters if you don't have presence in your life. You will never be able to come to operate and to function at a high capacity if you don't know how to follow God's instructions before you get to troubled waters. Thank you, Jesus. They get to the waters, and the Bible says he instructed the priests to go and put their feet in it. Woo! The pillars had to put their feet in it first. They got to stand in it. Yes, glory to God. They got to get wet in it. Hallelujah. You will taste of the waters before the people. You got to be able to deal with trouble before they deal with trouble and manage it well. But when you stand in it, I'm going to open it up. And Joshua, when you go through, I want you to collect the stones that's in the bed of the river. Yes, pull them out with you, and I want you to erect a pillar up for my people to see that when they come back, it will witness to the world that God brought you through. And when your children ask you, what are these stones for? You can point to the pillar and say it witnesses of what God did in our lives. We had to stand through troubled waters, but we survived it. We went through all of the hell and high water, but God brought us through. We went through all of the hell over and over again, but he gave us a passageway. And whatever you're going through, God wants to make it prophetic. To speak to the next generation that we went through hell and high water, but God brought us through. Where are the pillars of your previous experience? Did you ever erect an altar and point your children back to it? We wouldn't be in this house if it wasn't for the Lord. You wouldn't see me drive this car if God didn't work with us. I would have lost my mind if God didn't regulate it.
Oh my God.
I was so confused. Do you know my pedigree? Do you know where I came from? But God brought me out.
Good God from Zion.
I would be an alcoholic if it wasn't for the Lord. But I collected these stones. I saved these bottles, so I could teach you something. Don't crack the seal. You don't know the power that's in the bottle. The genie in it will take your life. Good God from Zion. Where are the pillars from your previous experience? So you can tell the generations to come that God brought us out. Are you all with me? Pillars also bear a rewarding responsibility. Pillars bear a rewarding responsibility. Pillars bear a rewarding responsibility. I'm about to say something that's really powerful. Pillars bear a rewarding responsibility. They bear a firm and permanent position in God's temple. Pillars bear a firm and permanent position in God's temple, which means once God puts you in as a pillar, he doesn't want to remove you. It's for life. Your connection with the ceiling and your connection with the foundation and your connection with the wall is for life. Relationship for life. He prepared you for the weight and you can handle it. And he didn't want you to move for life. For your family. For your children. It's for life. For as long as the sun. For as long as the moon, the pillar never complains. I speak to you from the voice of the pillar. He prepared me for the association with himself in his temple for life. Firm and permanent. He's really saying, I prepared you for my glory. And I don't want you to move for the rest of your life. If you're a father, you're not a father until you find your next groove. You're a father for life. And if you're a mama, you're not a mama until you get your next groove. You're a mommy for life. And if you're a pastor, you're a pastor for life. And if you're a pillar in the community, you're in the community for life. You connect with the ceiling, you stay there. And don't you move. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. As I close, several things that I want to give you that's going to help you stay there for life. Columns that support fullness. Extensiveness and spiritual abundance. There's five of them, and I believe God wants me to give them to you as I close. It supports fullness, extensiveness, and spiritual abundance. Number one is faith. God made you a pillar, but he's given you a column to support you. Abundant life. And that's faith. You know, faith is the substance of things for the things hoped for. But write this down. Faith erases all doubt. Faith erases all doubt and the notion that things are hopeless. Faith is the substance. Faith erases all doubt and that things are hopeless. That's the design, because faith is substance, just like a pillar. And once you have it, it's supposed to bear the weight. It is substance. The substance, the column of things hoped for. And the evidence of things not seen. Woo. Not only does it erase all doubt, but it births chance. It births chance and possibility. Thank you, Lord. It erases all doubt, but it births. It gives birth to chance. Is it possible? Yes, all things are possible. To them which believe. God can work it out. Whew, thank you, God. I know we teach faith a lot, but I didn't want to say the same thing about faith. Faith erases all doubt. It is substance, the column that holds the weight, the substance, but it also births chance and possibility. The second thing is family. I'm talking about columns that support fullness, extensiveness, and abundance. Family. Family is an extension of faith. And it's in this order: faith, family, and church. The three are cousins. You got to have faith. Remember, it erases all doubt. Number two, it births possibility. Then it ties to family. If there's a family struggle, we must go to our faith. Don't ever leave faith and think family is going to be cool. If it erases all doubt and it births possibility, we can take faith into family. No matter how bad it gets, we still believe God. And we bring all of that to church. Even a motley crew to church. Families with problems. Can I get an amen? Amen. I said families with not perfect families. Because if you got a perfect family, you will expect a perfect church. But in a great house, there are vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of stubble. That means you got stuff going on in your family, in your relationship, but you still drag into the house of God limping, because God can fix it. Faith erases doubt and births possibility and chance. And the faith that brought you here is the faith that can fix house. And the house can become a home when the two of us that's far apart becomes one, and it heals a broken heart. Ooh. Still in love with you. It's driving me crazy to think that my baby couldn't be. Faith, family, and church. Thank you, God. The third one is finance. I believe the Lord told me to pronounce it. that he wants kingdom expansion in finance. And finance is a column. That's why we can't at this season make bad choices financially. You need to really think about it. One of the things the enemy wants to do is to cut you in your heart, because he ultimately don't want you to win. I decree millionaire status. There are people in this room that have millionaire status. You have a magnet in you that's attracting millions. But if he can divide your column, he'll hinder you from stepping into millions. There are people under the sound of my voice that have millionaire rubies and diamonds on the inside. And emeralds. And it's attracting millions. It's a magnet that's attracting millions to you. It's a column. God wants to take you there. But what he wants to do is hinder your faith. Then he can mess up your family. Then he can mess up your church. And you'll never step into the financial prowess that he wants you to step into. I see it and I feel it. There's a millionaire magnet in you. Thank you, God. You always wonder, like, my God, I got these dreams. I got these dreams. Oh, my God, I got these dreams. And you start, but you're starting to hang around people that's got it. And they're attracted to you. You're in the circle. And you need to understand why you're there. You need to understand why you're there. You're not there to be like them. You as a representative of the kingdom. He's going to give you power to get wealth so you can establish the covenant. But don't divide the column. I'm preaching better than you all are saying amen. I say there's a millionaire magnet in you. Well, Bishop, I don't feel like it. I don't feel like it. I want you to think about a young man. A young man got regular clothes on, right? Got your regular clothes on, right? Just walking around, thick hair, you know, fair looking, but he's wearing regular clothes, right? He's hanging around millionaires for some reason. There's a millionaire around him, and he likes for him to come and eat dinner with him and all of that. And he wants to introduce him to some high level, some high status girls, but they look at his clothes. They look at his clothes and judge him based on his clothes. Well, they didn't know that something happened in his bloodline and that he had a great-great-grandfather that left him an inheritance. So he's pebbling, he's pushing pizzas and stuff like that, and he's not at that status, but he doesn't even know that he has an inheritance. One day, he goes to a bank, he gets the information, go to the bank, because granddaddy left something for you, and he goes to the bank, find out that his granddaddy left him $87 million. Not only that, gold bars in Spain. Not only that, a treasure in San Francisco. Not only that, he left him a gold mine in South Africa. But 87 cash million. Right? And so when he first goes to the bank, because he looks a certain way, he bumps up into one of the bank directors there. And she looks at him and says, well, you need to watch what you're doing. I'm sorry, ma'am. Get lost. They tell him, why? We don't need people around here that's dressed like that. But they don't know that he has an inheritance. Somehow or another, he gets back there with one of the executives, and he said, listen, I would like for you to check my account. I got some news, and I'd like for you to check. Well, who are you? I don't know you. Well, take my fingerprint. Grandfather said that he left my print somehow or another on the bank. He said, that's only for the elites. Do you have a card? No, I have no card, but can you check my thumb? All right, I'll let you check it. See, you're an imposter. But do my index finger. Does the index finger, bam, it opens up. He's worth $87 million. Everybody's shifting now. Everybody's shifting. Would you like some tea? Would you like some water? You want some stuff? We can get it to you right now. Sir, please forgive us. He was a millionaire before he stepped in the bank. He had a little swag with him. He just didn't wear the right clothes. Thank you, Jesus. That's how some of you are. The money is already there, but you don't have what you need yet. They don't recognize you, and you're going to mess it up before time, before God allows you to get that thumbprint or that index fingerprint so you can access what he has. You got a millionaire magnet on the inside, but you don't really know it. God told me to tell you it's coming. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. There's seven of you in our ministry. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. There's seven of you in our ministry. Thank you, Jesus. Make sure you understand the finances is a column, but it is not your God. When the boy found out he had money, he didn't change his clothes. He kept moving, he kept doing, walking, just normal, walking around people. But in his mind, I ain't what y'all think I am. I don't have to prove it to you. You can forget me or not. I'm not trying to make you like me now. I know who I am. Like some of you, as soon as you get it, first thing you want to do is get a yacht so they can all know. But you got to know. You don't need to prove nothing to nobody. If you can't love me for who I am, don't love me for what I got. Oh my God. I need to go. Here's another pillar. I'm almost done. Physical and mental wellness. It's a column. You can't lose it. These things will uphold abundance. You can't lose it in your mind. You got to have good mental wellness. Anxiety is taking over our churches and over our communities. But you got to keep a good mind, and thou shalt keep him in perfect peace. Who mind? Though your feet is in the valley, send your mind to the word. Keep it healthy. Work on your physical health. That means chitlins, the older you get, must go. Chitlins must go. Chitlins are pigs' intestines. The older you get, you got to watch out for it. Watch your health and your mental, your physical health and your mental. I went to sleep when I was 20-something years old. When I woke up, there was a horror flick on, and I was having a nightmare, and I realized that my mind didn't stop just because I went to sleep. It was still working. I didn't go to a psychologist, but I'm telling you, I was having a nightmare. When I woke up, there was a horror flick on television. You can't tell me there's not a correlation with that. What you listen to, whether you're awake or asleep, will affect your mental health. Turn the TV off, then go to sleep. Take care of your mind. They say an idle mind is what? The devil's workshop. I add to that, the idle mind tempts the devil to make you his workshop. In other words, he could be going to somebody else's house, but if he pass you and see idle, he stops. And then sets up camp with you. You keep something going on in your mind, not foolishness, but faith, faithfulness, then you'll see the enemy move past you, because the curse cannot come to you causeless. You have to have an open door. Last but not least, enjoyment. God didn't want us just to have church all day. He wanted us to have fun. But I put it last. You got to find your happy place. It should not overshadow, because we don't go after happiness, we go after joy. Happiness depends on circumstances. The joy of the Lord internally is my strength. Joy comes from the Holy Ghost. These five things: faith, family, faith, and church, finances, physical and mental wellness, and fun, I believe, or enjoyment. God uses all of them, and we can all build on these columns to help us to be able to bear the abundance that He's bringing to us.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, Living the Abundant Life, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2308-2708. That's reference number 2308-2708.
Awaken women, get ready to stand in faith and grow together at the 2023 Awaken Women's Conference. Resilient, a faith that stands. You will be empowered to embody the virtues of humility, courage, beauty, and intelligence to live free in Christ. Join me Friday, September 22nd and 23rd at Truth Revealed International Ministry. Visit truthrevealed.org to register today. You don't want to miss this action-packed event. It's going to be a God encounter.
Abishai Inspired Men, it is time for the NFL season, and AIM wants to rally in the red zone. Men are invited to a monthly fellowship on the fourth Monday night of the month, beginning September 25th at 7 p.m. in the fellowship hall. The Eagles will square off against the Bucks. Wear your favorite team jersey, and if you're not a fan of those teams, come on anyway and hang out with us. Refreshments will be served, and Bishop will kick off the evening with a quick word of brotherly love. It's all about the brotherly love. Are you ready for some football?
Women's Sunday School is still on every Sunday at 10 a.m., so make sure to join Pastor Sabrina in the sanctuary.
Again, thank you for joining us, and have a blessed day.